This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Congress today will get an update on the F-35 jet, a program not yet in service, but one estimated to cost $1 trillion over its lifetime. Yes, he said trillion with a T as in trillion. Marketplace's Tim Fitzsimmons now on the anatomy of a cost overrun.
It wasn't supposed to end up like this. After the Cold War, there wasn't much money for new planes, so the Pentagon decided to design a fighter that every branch of the military would love. It was called the Common Affordable Lightweight Fighter Program, but it morphed into the Hydra, today known as the Joint Strike Fighter Program. Those F-35s are expensive, heavy, and unloved. The Pentagon says they'll officially enter service in July, but Mackenzie Eaglin at the American Enterprise Institute says even at this late stage, there are still problems.
There are engine issues, there are software issues, there are helmet issues.
Here's the painful irony. The F-35 was supposed to be cheap. By having one plane do everything, economies of scale, yada yada, costs would surely go down. But that didn't happen because each branch of the military had its own wish list of features. Ben Fitzgerald of the Center for a New American Security says despite the $1 trillion price tag, nobody's talking about scrapping the program anymore.
The debate around the F-35 tends to be more about how do we manage the cost.
But at this point, the F-35 is, as they say, too big to fail. In Washington, I'm Tim Fitzsimmons for Marketplace.